when I first got on the city council, I thought that it was really important for me to be somebody that was younger, showing interest in our local government and showing interest in our community's development. It seemed like every room I would walk into, I was always the youngest person by several decades. And everything I was hearing from those people on those boards or from those people in those positions was, man, we really need some younger blood. And so I felt as though, you know, I've got a lot that I'm willing to offer. I've got a lot of, I feel like, good knowledge, whether it's business knowledge or tech knowledge or what have you, that I think I can contribute to the conversation. And so most of those people have all been very positive and receptive that I've been willing to step up and do those things. More importantly, then I felt like it was really my job to pay it forward, in a sense, and encourage whatever younger professionals that I came across, anybody who seemed interested in the community, hey, you know what? Come to this meeting. Hey, come and be a part of this committee. Come and be appointed to one of our boards or commissions. You know, help out with this community festival. When I go into the schools, I tell the kids a lot, you know, don't take for granted the ability for you to vote, you know, and go home and ask your mom and dad if they voted on that pool or if they voted on that library or if they voted on those things. You know, I think at some point or another, we need to really kind of, we needed to start to encourage people to do that. And I think we found that. We have a lot of complacency right now in terms of the number of people that show up for elections. And I think that the only way that anybody can expect change is if we try to do that ourselves. And I feel like that's what a lot of my time has been spent on.